host, Eric Balance, and this is the Resilient Minds Podcast. Join me as I explore the capabilities of our minds and how our X factor can become our Y factor. Now is our time. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to my episode of the Resilient Minds Podcast. I'm really excited today because I want to talk specifically about some cool experiences that I've been feeling and experiencing and struggling with. And it's so fascinating always when we have these concepts of self-awareness, because we identify of what is truly possible as a result of stepping into our uncomfort zone. So today I want to talk about my ideology, or perhaps maybe even society's ideology, around what it means to be masculine. You know, and masculinity has always been something that, you know, the energy is so hierarchical, right? Like, you know, based off of what you do in business, based off of what you do in a relationship, and how those energies are established is really, really powerful, I think, and how they can really build your experiences in relationships. So, you know, in the past, I used to really contemplate, you know, what masculinity was. And to me, the common definition was always being somebody in elements of strength or position of power, of perhaps even, you know, showing this macho manhood. And I slowly, obviously, and for those of you that are probably listening, especially to this podcast, you're probably laughing right now and saying, yeah, I probably thought that at one point too. And it's fascinating how, you know, not just men, but women have this ideology around, both women, men and women, let's be clear there, that we have this ideology of what men or the masculine needs to, and you, like I said, you don't have to be a male, to be masculine, right? You can actually be feminine and be extremely masculine. So how does that look like, and how does that establish our beliefs in what's possible with regards to our own experiences, in our relationships, and what does it mean to me? Well, in my past, as I mentioned, to me, masculinity was very being about the macho, about the ego. The ego was really the big component for me. And as I continued to recognize my own self-belief in how we can really utilize a different perspective, it allowed me to really magnify my truth. I think that my truth was oftentimes based off of society's belief of what it meant to be a strong man. And now, you know, oftentimes it's so funny, like I've had multiple experiences with, you know, extremely strong male leaders that have shown time and time again of how being a balanced energy of masculine and feminine can actually put you in a more accelerated leadership position. Now, what does that mean? What do I mean by that? Well, I look at like individuals like Tony Robbins, for example. You know, Tony Robbins to me is really, you know, a model of what's possible when it comes to genuinely being a strong man, evaluating, you know, being connected to his feminine, where he can connect with that sense of presence and purpose, and really establish a really strong grounding perspective to what he believes in. And to me, that was something that I believe that you could only be if you were a hard ass. You know, if you were the one that would be cutthroat. And how that can be applicable, and it would be applicable, to my business. To business so many times, right? So, why is this important nowadays? I feel like there is so much... there's so much misconstrued ideologies around how we bring up the new male. And what I like and what I'm seeing is noticing that there's actually a lot more belief in the balance of energies. Haha, balance, Eric, balance. Just kidding. But the truth is like, if you can connect that hierarchy of energy and really utilize that to a strength that we can manifest in business, I find that you don't have to be macho and you can be extremely masculine. So for all my brothers out there, you know, that find that when they're an ego or when they're not appreciating what's coming up, or there's something coming up because they're in this element of, you know, they're about to react rather than respond. Does that serve you? And do you feel like there's an opportunity for growth? There's so much power in energy nowadays, and I find a lot that when you're giving out a component of energy to people, you actually can be extremely reflective, or they could be, pardon me, more reflective of what you're putting out there. So, for example, you know, being in business and, you know, working closely with my beloved, Francesca, we have these elements where we need to be in our masculine or feminine, and both of us, you know, myself or her, you know, we collaborate at a very high level in our businesses. And that's important for both of us to have because, you know, in the masculine, you know, you're extremely profit driven, and in the feminine, you're more purpose driven, right? Which is a balance for the two of us to be strong, you know, really focused around our missions, right? And we're very mission driven. So that those hierarchy of really energetic needs that we implement and pass on is so important. So why am I talking about this? Because I believe that too many men out there are using masculinity as a scapegoat to actually not, and they're turning it into being a macho, and they're not recognizing what it truly means to be a masculine man. And they're thinking, they're getting this distorted view of what masculinity brings to the table. And I believe, like, you know, for those of you that know my story, and I probably can tell you that through my story in the past, my experience with drugs and addiction, that was how you had to go. You had to be macho. You had to be the toughest bull in the room, or else you were not going to survive. You weren't going to survive, and you weren't going to elevate, and you were going to get to the next level. But I think back, and I think if I had anything that I learned from that was that macho actually holds you back. It doesn't take you into the right direction. It takes you into the wrong direction. And it doesn't help in any relationships that I want to create. And it certainly doesn't serve the people that I want to help. It doesn't serve the people that I love. It doesn't serve the influence that I want to give. And, you know, people could tell me, well, you know, Eric, you've created a business, you've implemented, you know, steps in your business where, you know, you wouldn't been able to do that if you didn't build into that masculine energy and, you know, take what wasn't yours and just do it. But the truth is that it's not about taking what wasn't yours or what is yours. You know, in fact, when people say take what wasn't yours because I'm about to, you know, step into an element of business and it's not yours, it's like you have to go out there and make it happen, right? So it becomes yours. That business is yours, you know. And if it's not yours until you make it, right? So how I can say that as I evolve and as I grow and as I build my business and as I continue to, you know, work with Francesca and, you know, see her business grow and take to the next level, I recognize that our strength is in utilizing, and my strength specifically is utilizing that balance between a feminine and masculine energy, the balance between the two. And again, when I say feminine energy, I don't mean, you know, you're not doing anything, you're focused on a purpose and you want to connect and you want to feel like your mission has a purpose and a drive. And, you know, you're also becoming very, you know, goal oriented and focused around the money, the mindset, the development of what's possible. And I find it fascinating that there's so much distortion out there of what it means to be a good man. I can tell you that in our relationship, you know, Francesca and me, we know how to balance energy. I can tell you at the beginning, we had a very difficult time. But what's important is to still have that polarizing attraction, right? So that's when we need to really utilize one another's strengths. And I can tell you in business that, you know, Francesca is probably a very, you know, probably. The truth is, Francesca is an extremely great leader. And she's a lot stronger, you know, a lot of organizational skills than I am. And I'm a lot stronger, a lot of technical sides of things than she is, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. We balance each other out. And I was listening to something the other day. It's like, how many times do all of us think that we need, as men, somebody that basically is very similar to us, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, driven and goal-oriented and all this? Because that's essentially what attracted me to Francesca is, you know, she's goal-driven, she wants, you know, she had her own business, extremely successful. You know, she had this massive purpose and vision. And then when we got together, it's like, hold on, this person's not like me. You know, is there really, then there was a lot of like abrasiveness. And I recognized at that point, I was like, hold on a second. Why am I trying to, you know, turn this person into me or try to become like her when I'm not her and she's not me? Why don't we learn from each other? Because now when there's two of us, we're so much stronger. You know, and we just had one of our, you know, 3-day, you know, intensives here at the office. You know, there was about 40 people here, 40 clients. And the energy that we created as a couple, it was so powerful and like palpable in the room. And when we have these events and we have these amazing individuals that come and we're seeing transformation and breakthroughs and we realize in those moments we're in such higher elements of ourselves that it's just beautiful to see. And so many times in the past, me specifically, I remember going back into this macho focus point where I wasn't actually, you know, making it about the clients. I was making it about me. And that was a macho perspective. The masculine perspective was about holding space for Francesca when she's on stage and like supporting her and taking her to the next level and being there with her and, you know, making her feel like she can step it up even more so because I'm there supporting her. So it's fascinating. Because when I think macho, I think my ego. And when I think masculine, I think my higher self. So really, how many times when you know, if you're listening on this, are you jumping into your macho self, your ego, but truly can step into your masculine? And I'm speaking to all you men out there right now, specifically, just because of my experience, is like when we are going into this macho manhood, is that serving what's supposed to be creating right now? Or can you be present and connected and use that masculine energy to hold space for your loved ones, for the people that need you, for your team, for your family, for your friends, instead of getting into this macho bullshit where you think that you need to solve everything? Does that serve you? Does that element serve you? So for me, I think it's fascinating. I think that as we continue to evolve, we continue to recognize that we step into these elements of, you know, masculine or macho or whatever you want to call it, you know, we step into them simultaneously and we make a decision to lean into one or the other. You know, whether when you're going through this yin and yang of energy and you're learning to become more aware as you continue to grow, I believe that it takes an absolute crazy amount of development to spend time. And it's so fascinating because when I'm speaking with my clients, I recognize how many times we're working on, you know, their messaging, or, you know, a client that is completely new to online marketing and really has no idea of what to do to take the next level. How do they make a differentiation in their message based off of their mindset? You know, so realistically, are we focused around what we deliver to our clients? And I'm speaking to all the business owners out there now. When you're delivering your message to your clients, are you utilizing a purpose-driven or profit-driven perspective? And I can tell you, when you can connect and you're utilizing that balance of energy where it's the feminine at this point, that you will get a lot more clients. Right? The masculine energy, you know, has a purpose when you get these clients to get them results. And the macho has no purpose even being there. The element of ego, it just doesn't exist in those methodologies. So the purpose here is to really unfold a growth and leverage a balance of energy. So we speak to masculinity and how it can help us be true perspectives of elements of really growing into the manhood that we're capable of becoming. But masculinity allows us to really grow and hold space for those that we love. We get this choice to really build and create something we're proud of when we spend time giving love. So if you're out there right now and you're arguing with your girlfriend or you're fighting with your wife and you're not giving the appropriate necessary elements of love that you can because you're stuck in your head and your macho bullshit is getting into your brain, just let go. The masculine, the true masculine, is there for them always. The true masculine is willing to do whatever is necessary so they feel safe. And when you do that, when you have the appropriate understanding of how you can serve the people that you love and then in turn serve the people that are your clients, that are your friends, that are genuine appreciative elements of giving you or that give you even more growth, or it gives you even more growth. But you got to be aware. You know, there was a lot of fear associated when I talk about, you know, Francesca and I talk about like a lot of the pain sometimes and the things that we, you know, are fearful of. But there was pain that you need to embrace because you're scared of it. You're scared of feeling pain, you know, because it's in another uncertain situation. And our past experiences, because both Francesca and I are pretty strong individuals. And we both feared pain of being hurt. We feared pain of being hurt. And when we finally recognize that we can embrace that pain and sit with it, not changing the decision of commitment to one another, but embracing the pain that if it does come, that we'll sit with it and we'll get through it together, it'll allow us to flourish. And I think that that's what happened this last 3 days that we had this big intensive, you know, where Francesca was crushing it on stage. She was doing so many amazing things. And it allowed for me to just sit there, hold space for her, and allow her to feel my presence. To feel that I was there. I didn't need to say anything. I didn't even need to do anything. I just needed to be there. And I needed to be there listening, attentive, and present. So get out of your head. The macho will never serve you. The macho will never allow you to take it to the next level. The masculine is what allows you to flourish. The elements of growth is the purpose, what gives you drive. And when you balance that masculine energy, you balance it with some of your feminine energy, and it makes you even more masculine. You have to understand that we need to grow with somebody. You need to be willing to let go of fear. And I've been there. I get it. Your fear is that you're going to get hurt, or that you're not in control, or there's an uncertain situation, or there's some bullshit story that you're telling yourself that's not serving you. And your time is right now to make a difference, to change for yourself. I can tell you that there's so many business owners out there, so many people out there that get stuck into that element of being macho or not having strength in their perspectives because they're stuck in an ego-driven element where it's not important. What's important is living in your higher self, living in your true masculine, and stop listening to what society has told you for so freaking long. You know, because together, when you have this really beautiful energy, you allow yourself to take the right necessary actions, and you have patience, you have perseverance, you have capabilities, and from that, you own your value. That, my friends, is what true masculinity is all about. Thank you for listening. I really look forward to seeing you. or seeing you on my Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Please check out the links below. Follow me on Instagram at Eric Balance. Check me out, www.ericbalance.com. And like, share, or post this amazing podcast to somebody if you feel like it was something that was of value to you. Much love to you, and have an amazing, amazing day, week, and month. Much love.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Resilient Minds podcast. If you seriously love the episode, please be sure to share it with your friends and click that subscribe button. Do it now. As I continue to grow, I'll be bringing on some leading entrepreneurs into the show. So follow me on Instagram or Facebook and drop a comment or send me a DM. Tell me who you'd love for me to interview and who you'd like to hear more from. Once again, Eric Balance signing off. And remember this, your X factor always determines your Y factor.